Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Michael?
Yes.
Hello. Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community, sir, and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Thank you so much. Let's continue in that case. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or will you not vote?
I probably will vote.
Probably will. Thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
65.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Human.
Very well, sir. Just for classification purposes, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or something else?
Something else.
Or you don't want to give out your heritage? No, very well. We can proceed with that. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Sir?
I guess I'm dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you, sir. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you neither feel cold nor warm. And you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Donald Trump. How do you feel about Mr. Trump from 0 to 100?
About 90.
90. Thank you, sir. How about, do you feel about Joe Biden?
About 4.
4? Okay. How do you feel about public school teachers?
No opinion.
No opinion. Very well. How do you feel about public schools from 0 to 100?
50.
50, okay. How do you feel about the National Education Association, or NEA?
About a 4.
Number 4, okay. How do you feel, this is an organization, how do you feel about Moms for Liberty?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them, okay. How do you feel about the woke culture or wokeism?
Very silly.
What number would you give them, sir? How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
That's 0.
0? Okay. How do you feel about the U.S. Department of Education?
0.
0, okay.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
How,
to listen
how do you
to
feel
message,
about charter schools?
To erase and re-record, press 3.
Hello?
50.
Are you still
five,
there? You have reached
five,
the maximum
zero.
Time
Thank
permitted
you.
For recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Seems like we got it stuck on
re-record,
with another line.
Three.
Very well. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent,
you
good,
you
or just fair,
time
or poor?
For recording your message. If you are satisfied
no
with your message,
no
press 1.
Experience.
To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record,
no opinion?
Press 3.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
next, would you
sorry,
say...
you're having trouble.
No
your
opinion, okay.
Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Would you say that charter schools... or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Probably charter schools.
Charter schools, okay. And they do a somewhat better job or much better job?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you, sir. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public school prepared them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, and 0 means that public school do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. How well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education, like college, in your opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. How well do public schools do in preparing students for to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math? From 0 to 10?
4.
4, okay. And how well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
About a 3.
3. And how well do public schools prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. How well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
0.
0, okay. Okay, actually, not at all. Okay, that would be a 0. And how well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
Maybe a 4.
4, okay, very well. Let's move on. Let's go to the next question. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Too much.
Too much? Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No. Very well, sir. Thank you. Almost done. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I disagree.
Disagree strongly, sir, or somewhat disagree?
Yes. Strongly.
Strongly? Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. Thank you, sir. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first statement says, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate the students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Can you repeat that?
Sure. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate the students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree? The choices are...
I think that question needs more development.
Correct. I'm just supposed to read the 100% verbatim so I cannot change anything. Choices
yeah,
are...
tendentious question. Can't do much with that.
What would be your answer, sir? Agree, disagree?
No opinion.
Very well. No opinion. Next statement says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I question its merits. I guess I agree.
Agree somewhat?
Someone.
Or is wrong. Someone. Very well. One more. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well, sir. Moving on, almost done. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First idea is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I would support that.
A strong support or just somewhat support?
Strong support.
Strong support, very well. Next idea is adding an ethnic studies unit into the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I oppose that idea.
Strongly, sir, or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. Next idea, increasing discipline in schools. Would you support that or oppose it?
Yeah, support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Next idea, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe are dealing properly with the racial issues. Would you support that or oppose it?
Again, you're getting a, trying to get a double question in there.
Would you like me to read it back?
No, you're talking about two different matters, and that's making it, cannot answer that question.
Don't, okay, very well. So you wanna answer that question, correct?
Correct.
Very well. And last idea, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Speak that again.
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
That's a weird question. Could you repeat that again?
Right. It says protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that idea?
No opinion.
No opinion. Very well. Let's move on, sir. Almost done. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay, very well. I have three arguments, three statements here. After that, we'll be wrapping up things, so, you know, almost done. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10, sir?
0.
0, very well. Moving on. Next statement says, we don't allow non-experts to yell doctors about how to perform surgery. or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing do you find that statement, sir?
Zero.
Zero, very well. And just one more. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing do you find that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
Zero.
Zero, thank you so much. And let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree, sir?
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
5 years of college.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Married, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No, no children. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
No. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or a home school in the last 10 years?
No.
No. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. Thank you, sir. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you, sir, or to someone in your household?
No.
No. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does this apply to you or to someone in your household?
Repeat that.
Yes. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does this apply to you or to someone else in your household or not?
No one here is a teacher or educator.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on and last question, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it an urban, suburban, or rural area?
This is a rural area.
Rural, thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your time. Very kind of you, sir. Have a good one.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.